Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And then he will direct your steps, your path. He will lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Let me give you another word of prophecy. You will meet a woman, the type you have never seen before, and you will marry her within 6 months. And you will be happy for the next 80 years. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm telling you, so yesterday, my wife was telling me that. Something, we're just talking. And I said, I still remember that time. But she now made a statement. Said, can I even begin to think? Said, thank God I said yes. My wife confessed, I like to shout, but I was not really crazily in love with you that time. No, it was after I married you finish. I said, see husband. I didn't go harassing my wife. I said, hallelujah. As I began to pray yesterday, the Lord began to speak to me. And he said, I shall tell you as it were, my daughter, thou shalt arise and be joined to this man of God. I didn't say so. I went about it the normal way. How are you? How are you doing? You understand my point? There's a reason why I said that. Yet, the major reason my wife married me was out of the fear of God. And that's why I need to explain. It wasn't like I prophesied, if you don't marry me, you will die and go to hell. I did not say so. That's not what I'm telling you. It's just that when she considered her love for God moved her in this direction, it wasn't the photo she painted. Oh, you know. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. No, it's very important. The world becomes flesh, that's what I'm saying, and dwells amongst men. To crystallize, become a good husband, crystallize, become a good wife, crystallize, become good children, become good businesses. It crystallizes into motoka. I'm telling you, crystallizes into investments, crystallizes into all kinds of things. The world still becomes flesh and dwells amongst people. The word can crystallize into good medicine. You just become well. You won't know why. Been sick for a while. Then one day you wake up and realize you have not been sick for a long time. You don't know what happens. You've been chronically ill. Then you've been attending to the word of God for some time. Then one day you wake up and realize, wait, he don't reach 8 months. He's sick last. And then you will now realize, it was 8 months ago that I turned my face and began to go in this direction with the word of God. The word becomes what? Flesh. That's what I'm saying. So even though you don't know exactly what it is that you think you need, you want, all right? But if you attend to the word knows what you want, need. You understand my point? And listen to me, God doesn't just, God doesn't say, this medicine is good for you, make it bitter. No, he makes it sweet also. That is, when he's satisfying you with that which you need, he will bring pleasure to your soul with it. Not as if my wife is now saying that, I married this man because he loves God. I've learned a lot from him, useless man that he is, but at least he has taught me a lot. That's not what she's saying. She's rejoicing evermore. Are you getting what I'm saying? So even though he did not realize, Eve did not know what, so Adam did not know what Eve was supposed to be like. But the moment he saw Eve, believe me, he saw the pictures of hyenas and monkeys he painted. Woo! I hope you understood what I said. I beg, repeat after him, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
I am not afraid of economic downturn. God blesses me, my needs are supplied. Say it again, I'm not afraid of economic downturn. Because the Lord indeed blesses me. And my needs are supplied. I follow after righteousness. Say that loud, I follow after righteousness. And all things are added to me. I follow after righteousness. And all things are added to me. Say, the Lord is with me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. For this reason, I am of a sound mind. My mental faculties are in order. I am not confused. I am not afraid. I am not confused. Because he guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Say it, he is guiding me, leading me in the path of righteousness for his own name's sake. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by his spirit. I know the will of God. And I obey the will of God. Declare it loud, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He has anointed my head with oil. That means I have divine enablement to fulfill my assignment in life. Because my life is not an accident. I was born for a purpose. I was born to fulfill the will of God. Therefore, my cup overflows. I have everything I need to do what God wants me to do. I have everything I need to enjoy my life. All my needs are supplied. I have enough to meet today's needs. God occupies me with gladness in my heart. Declare, let's say, surely goodness and mercies will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Declare it loud, the Lord has turned to me and is gracious to me. This is from Psalm 25. Even though I was lonely and afflicted, even though the troubles of my heart were enlarged, he brought me out of my distresses. He looked upon my afflictions and my troubles and forgave all my sins because I have believed in the Son, Jesus Christ. I have passed out of death into life. Declare it loud, I have passed out of failure into success. I have passed out of hopelessness into purposefulness. He has brought me out of the depth of distress. He has forgiven all my sins. And he has been gracious unto me. Declare aloud, the Lord guards my soul and delivers me. I will never be ashamed. Nobody will be able to say to me, where is his God? Because I am an overcomer. Say, I wait for the Lord. He will never disappoint me. I trust in him and he will never fail. The Lord will redeem his people out of all their troubles. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And my deliverer. And my security. Therefore, I shall fear no one. The Lord is the strength of my life. Therefore, I shall be afraid of nobody. He said, when evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Say, everyone who rises up against me will fall because of me. Even though they encamp against me as an army, in spite of this, I will not be afraid. Say, though the war of financial adversity and economic doom rise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident in the Lord. Say, though the walls of envy and jealousies arise against me, though any kind of war arise against me,
In spite of them all, I shall still be confident. Because the Lord is on my side. Because the Lord is on my side. He has hidden me in a secret place by his side. Therefore, I am safe and I am secure. He said, the Lord will conceal me when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. Listen, declare this loud. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Say it like this. I am on the high rock of Christ. Therefore, I am out of reach for the devil. No evil shall befall me. No plague will come near my dwelling place. I will constantly rejoice. I will be happy at all times. I will constantly have hope. And therefore, I will always have a smile on my face. I will never be cast down because the Lord is with me. Declare it loud. I will never be cast down because the Lord is with me. Let's just give the Lord and say, Father, I give you thanks. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, we thank you. Begin to give him thanks. Say, Lord, I hold on to your word at all times. That is my boldness. That's my confidence. In you, Lord, I have hope. In you, I am secure. Declare, say, Lord, in you, I have hope. In you, I am secure. I will not be afraid. No matter what the devil tries against me, I will not be afraid. The angels of God, they are with me. They encamp around me and they deliver me. I am like Elisha. I am surrounded by God's host. I am defended on every side. Poverty is an army of the devil. I am defended on every side. Sickness is the army of the devil. I am defended on every side. The armies of God, they are around me. They defend me from all the troubles of life. Sin is of the devil. It's part of the army of the devil. I'm defended on every side. I walk in the path of righteousness for his own name's sake. So even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Say, the Lord is constantly with me. The Lord is constantly with me. Say, the Lord is constantly with me. I walk in the counsel of his word, and I will never be ashamed. I will never be disappointed. I will not walk in the counsel of evil ones. I will not follow the advice of the world. But I will walk with the word of God at all times. And the word will act on me. I will step into places. That's what God meant when he said that you will live in houses you did not build. You will enter into connections you did not arrange. You will enter into prosperity you never conceived. Like I told you earlier, you were married 3 years earlier than what you were planning. Because of God's blessing, that's the reason. Say, Father, I give you thanks. Say, Lord, I give you thanks for this. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Cheer up, brethren.